is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hunter Biden, his sister Ashley, and First Lady Jill Biden are all at court in Delaware for day two of Hunter's criminal gun trial. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has our top story from Wilmington.
It's the special counsel David Weiss's team giving the opening statement as the morning begins, followed by Hunter Biden's defense team. And they could pivot to the first witness in this first ever trial of a president's child. It'll be an FBI special agent testifying about some of the text messages Hunter Biden sent during that pivotal period.
Hunter Biden accused of failing to disclose drug use when he bought a Colt Cobra 38 revolver in 2018. President Biden is getting set to sign an executive order that would partially shut down asylum processing at the Mexican border when the number of migrants averages more than 2,500 a day. But Michigan's Republican Congressman Pete Hoekstra says they should enforce existing laws instead.
If you're found in the country illegally, or if you cross into the country illegally, you have to go back to your country of origin and you cannot apply for any legal immigration status for at least 10 years.
A Jewish American Army major speaking out after resigning his post to protest U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza. Harrison Mann spoke with CBS's Jim Axelrod in his first TV interview.
Were the Israelis using American weapons against civilians in Gaza?
I can say almost certainly yes.
But were they doing so intentionally?
I don't know how you kill 35,000 civilians by accident.
The World Central Kitchen says it's restarted meal deliveries in Gaza. It suspended them in April when seven of its workers were killed in an Israeli strike. An unusually early heat dome is bearing down on California.
Golf course director Fred Strauss has ordered extra grass irrigation.
The roots are only down a couple of inches, so you got to literally water every day.
We're looking at few days in a row of near 100 degree temperatures in the hottest of the hot spots.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brayton Murdoch says the only cool spots are the beaches, but he warns sun worshippers to be careful. High surf and sneaker waves are also in the forecast.
And that's where we see the risk of it pulling people in.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Concord, California.
35 years ago today, China's military began a brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square.
Tanks and armored personnel carriers have been patrolling the streets, often firing bursts of bullets.
Asia expert Gordon Chang.
Independent observers at the time thought the death toll was in the thousands, but the Communist Party knows, and the party will not disclose its records.
The Dow is down 6 points, S&P off 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The DOT is starting a major two-year construction project along Highway 38 to redo the bridge over the Root River. Suggested alternate routes are 31 and Highway C. Lorenzo Santos has suspended his congressional campaign for the first district seat. He's endorsed fellow Democrat Peter Barca. After allegedly showing a gun during a funeral over the past weekend, a 38-year-old Racine man has been charged with disorderly conduct and carrying a concealed weapon. Two candidates have joined the race in challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for the newly created 33rd Assembly District seat. Kelly Clark and Alan Cupsick got in yesterday. Andrew Sigilski entered the fray last week. Another round of severe storms with heavy rain is expected to hit the area later today. It follows yesterday's storms that caused flooding in parts of southeast Wisconsin. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A new network called the Chicago Sports Network will launch in October and broadcast over 300 live Chicago Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games annually. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, after facing the Cubs and the struggling White Sox last week, the Brewers now playing the team with the best record in the National League. The Phillies winning last night 3-1 over Milwaukee. A highlight was the warm reception received by Reese Hoskins in his first game back in Philadelphia, where his career started. Manager Pat Murphy.
Fans showed, you know, what this game's really all about. Reese left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is. is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. He stole a base and also hit a homer.
Game two is tonight. The Brewers third baseman, Joey Ortiz, named National League Rookie of the Month. Ortiz with four home runs, batting over 307 in the month of May. NFL Packers continue OTAs in Green Bay. The team reviewing the playbook for this season. Practices in Green Bay running through this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. You'll never know how much I really love you.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, and our big deal store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Stuff for your kids this summer. What are we going to eat? Let's go to Big Deals and check it out on WRJN. So a look at all your chance to win 30% tomorrow, 50% at Lee's Deli. Anyway, click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll.
spoken, we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. And hey, if you like the showers and storms from last night, good news. We're going to get them again this afternoon, tonight again. So actually, I didn't even need the weather report this morning. My back told me. I got out of bed and my back's like, yeah, yep. It's coming. And I was like, weird, because I didn't even know backs could talk. But yep, highs in the 80s today. About the coolest place will be near the beach. Thank God. Kenosha, Racine. We got beaches. We do. And good news, the riptide is very low risk today. So low risk. Actually, the bigger risk goes as you go up Lake Michigan, like starts right about Manitowoc all the way through Door County.
Show Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
See you at the Studebaker's gas tank. I think that's awesome. Gallons of gas and free pizza.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, let's tackle a big question in a short amount of time. How much money do you need to save for retirement? It's not the same for everybody. If you think 10 times your annual pre-retirement income, that's in the right ballpark. But what is pre-retirement income? And how do I save that much money? Okay, don't stress about the big number. The simplest and most effective way I know is to save about 15% of your income each year. If you're starting later in life, like in your 40s, you probably have to save more than that 15%. But the bottom line is, start saving now, as much as you can, and put it in retirement accounts where it can grow. Some savings is always better than none. Now, there's an awful lot more to say about this topic, which I did over on my YouTube channel. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube. Till then, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
my favorite time to groove is on a Sunday afternoon. The Rascals on WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and baseball tonight at 5:05 right here on WRJN.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed, her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same. This girl tasted love, as tender as the gentle dawn. She cried a single tear, a teardrop that was sweet and warm. Our hearts told us we were right, and on that sweet
If you must go, no, I won't grieve. If you wait a lifetime before you leave. But if you must go, I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and always the last song at the end of prom. Then you can tell me goodbye. The Casinos. Don Rosen has guests on his show, and he does a darn great job. I'm a big fan. A Don Rosen fan. I got to start a Don Rosen club. I can see this. Tomorrow, Fred Douglas, president of the Kettle Moraine chapter of the 1st Cavalry Division Association of Southeast Wisconsin, and Mike Lorber, he's the vice president of the chapter, to discuss the unveiling of granite and brick memorials to our division and chapter at Pritchard Park in Racine. And they are both going to be on Don Rosen's show tomorrow from 6 to 9 right here on WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Bob Atwell, the University of Wisconsin regent who'd planned to stay on the board, now says he's resigned. Atwell tells WisPolitics his replacement, Tim Nixon, will serve the universities exceptionally well. Governor Evers appointed Nixon last week. Atwell was appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker. Wisconsin Democrats will meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to shrink the Republican state Senate majority.
I think we could flip 4 Senate seats in this election. That would take Democrats from 11 seats to 15 seats in 1 year, breaking the Republican supermajority, putting them on track to win a majority in 2026.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people jumped into the race to take on Robin Voss yesterday. The Assembly Speaker is running for re-election in the newly created 33rd Assembly District. Last week, Andrew Sagielski of East Troy announced his intention to run against Voss in the Republican primary. Yesterday, Kelly Clark of Sturtevant and Alan Kupsick of Lake Geneva officially filed their paperwork. Kupsick is running as a Democrat, Clark an independent. A 38-year-old Racine man has been charged with pulling out a gun at a Racine County funeral over the past weekend. Marcus Perry faces charges of disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon and carrying a concealed weapon. He allegedly showed a gun during a funeral fight involving around 150 people Saturday. According to the criminal complaint, Perry drew a silver pistol from his waistband and pointed it in the air during an altercation at the Mount Pleasant Funeral Home. Perry pleaded not guilty and is back in court in August. Another round of storms is expected to hit the area this afternoon and this evening, bringing a chance for severe weather and heavy rain. The National Weather Service issued warnings yesterday as storms caused flooding in some areas of southeast Wisconsin. The latest is coming up in the forecast. It'll be 2 years before our Racine County Bridge is fully back open. The DOT is starting a major construction project along Highway 38. The work will reconstruct the bridge over the Root River and improve traffic operations along Rapids Drive to Green Bay Road. Drivers can expect lane closures and detours during the two-year project. Suggested alternate routes are Highway 31 and C. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
We'll be right back.
so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me
have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a lifetime.
We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And if you ever listen to some of Stuart J. Waddle's news and go, I really like to know the rest of the story, you can always check on WRJN.com news or just scroll down the front page there. Here's Mindbenders.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
she wrote upon it,
return to sender.
as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
WRJM, a local news and timeless hits, and originally, ghosting. Elvis, return to sender. The letter comes back, they're ghosting you. Man, I'm glad we got all these new medias like Facebook, and you can really know for sure that you're being ghosted and that it wasn't an accident. Abraham, Martin, and John.
Anybody here?
Train and I must go.
Last Train to Clarksville. Mickey Dolan's still touring. One of the reasons why I brought his name up is because he will be, the closest he'll be near us is in St. Charles, Illinois, and I believe that's in October. I'll keep you updated on that because I'm planning on buying tickets again to see him. I saw him with Madison, and oh man, he's awesome. Still got his voice. And it was a really great retrospective on the Monkees. By the way, I just want to mention Sconny Summer. Another text to win coming up next hour right here on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's time for Civic Media's Sconny Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Sconny Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And your chance to win just 15 minutes away right here at WRJN.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me your name. Hello,
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
It's back on WRJN with one of Dusty Springfield's greatest albums, Dusty in Memphis. It really is a great album. You got to check it out. And the biggest hit from that was Son of a Preacher Man on WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he walked, he walked. Yes, he walked. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Learning
summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that song. Summer song, Chad and Jeremy on WRJN. Chad passed away about 4 years ago. Jeremy Clyde, he still tours. Great tune by Spiral Staircase. More than today than yesterday on WRJN.
Stronger.